Hello everyone, this is Teacher Newton, and here is another edition of Improve Your English, Melhore Seu Inglês podcast. So in today's podcast, we are going to talk about some transport idioms. Idioms that are related to transport and transportation. So, as transport is such an everyday experience for many people, it is unsurprisingly a rich source of idioms. For example, trains. Carl was full of enthusiasm when he started his university course. He worked extremely hard at first, but after a couple of years, he ran out of steam and lost interest in his studies. He spent much more time going to parties and staying out all night than studying, and his tutor worried that he had gone off the rails. But then, Carl fell in love with a student in his department. Now, 6 months down the line, he is back on track towards gaining an excellent degree and fulfilling his dreams. So in this small text, we have ran out of steam, gone off the rails, down the line, and back on track. So, he ran out of steam means he lost energy or interest. He gone off the rails. To go off the rails means call here, in this case, he started behaving in an unacceptable way. Down the line means later, and back on track means again on the way to achieve something. So back on track, back on the right path. Let's see some idioms about cars. We use at the wheel or behind the wheel to mean the driver. Wheel refers to the steering wheel of a car. I saw their car this morning, but couldn't make out who was at the wheel, so who was driving. We talk about someone being in the driving seat. In the driving seat, that's the idiom, to mean that they are in control of the situation. Although the general manager is officially in charge, everyone knows his deputy is really in the driving seat. The driving seat, okay? We talk about life in the fast lane, and that's the idiom. Life in the fast lane, to mean a life that is active, exciting, and dangerous. Life in the slow lane is correspondingly lacking in excitement and danger. For example, I've had enough of life in the fast lane, so I'm giving up my executive sales job and moving to the countryside. Doing a U-turn means changing direction, and it's used idiomatically when talking about politics. Initially, the minister was against increasing road tax, but he has now done a U-turn and is defending the plan. If we go up a gear, move up a gear, or step up a gear, we start to work or play more effectively and or quickly, okay? When you step up a gear, for example, you start to play more effectively or quickly than before. For example, after halftime, the team stepped up a gear and managed to score 3 goals. Now let's see some idioms about planes. So if you say, be flying high or I am flying high, for example, the company had some initial problems, but now it is flying high, means it's very successful. When you say, fly by the seat of your pants, let's see the example. We had no business experience before opening the shop, so we were really flying by the seat of our pants at first. Is to improvise, doing something difficult without much experience or ability. That's an informal idiom. Do something on autopilot. Let's see the example. I've written so many references now that I can more or less do it on autopilot. Do something without thinking, okay? Do it in autopilot. Take a nosedive. Share prices took a nosedive last week. To take a nosedive means went down suddenly and fast. Be on a collision course. The two countries are on a collision course, and it seems that nothing can be done to prevent serious trouble. Means are on a collision course means to behave in such a way that is likely to cause a major disagreement or fight. Pow! Create a collision. Come to a standstill. Production has come to a standstill because of the strike. Come to a standstill means to stop. And that's today's episode of Melhore Seu Inglês. And this was the Melhore Seu Inglês podcast of this week. Please follow us on Instagram, Melhore Seu Inglês, and visit our YouTube channel, Melhore Seu Inglês, which has more than 900 English video classes. For anyone interested in Skype classes focused on conversation, please contact me, Teacher Newton, or Teacher Erica. Keep studying English and see you on the next episode of Improve Your English podcast.